Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hey everyone, bonjour tout le monde, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 108, numéro 108. Today is part 3 of our series on French homophones, where I share 5 sets of homophones with you. And if you want to listen to part 1 and part 2, head over to episodes 84 and 85. Now, just a quick recap. A homophone is a word that has the same pronunciation as another word, but with a different meaning and a different spelling. So in today's lesson, we are going to deconstruct the pronunciation of these 5 sets of words so you can understand better why they are pronounced the same way, even though they aren't spelled the same way. And if you are new here, make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you so you can see the words while listening to the lesson. It will be pretty useful for this episode because you won't be able to differentiate between the words because they sound the same. And after the lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to practice and download your lessons exercises. It is free and all the links are in the episode notes on your podcast platform. Okay, so our first set of words is O-O-O. So if you have the transcript or the cheat sheet in front of you, you will see that all 3 of these words are spelled differently and all 3 of them are pronounced O. The first word, spelled A-U, is actually the preposition A, that means to, at, or in, that becomes O when followed by the article le. And the letters A and U together are pronounced O. The second word, l'eau, spelled E-A-U, means water. And the letters E-A-U together are also pronounced O. And finally, O, spelled H-A-U-T, means high or tall. The letter H is silent, and again, the letters A and U together are pronounced O, and also the final consonant in that word, the T, is silent as well. All right, let's move on to our second set of words. Cours, cours, cours. All 3 of them are spelled differently and are pronounced cours. The first word, la cour, spelled C-O-U-R, mean either courtyard or playground or even court, as in tribunal. The letter C in that word is pronounced K, and the letters O and U together are pronounced OU, and then the final R in that word is not silent, so it is pronounced. In the second word, le cours, spelled C-O-U-R-S, can mean a few different things, but mainly means class or lesson. And it has the same pronunciation as the first one because the final consonant S is silent. And the third word, court, spelled C-O-U-R-T, means short, as in short in length or in time. And again, same pronunciation as the word before because the final consonant T is silent in that word. Now, just keep in mind that it is not because in a particular word, a letter or a group of letters is pronounced a certain way that it is always pronounced the same way in French, right? So, for example, the letter C that we've just seen in that example is not always pronounced K. Sometimes it's pronounced S. So it really all depends on where the letter is located inside the word or the group of letters. Because one letter or group of letters can have many different sounds as well as being silent. And I explain all of that inside my pronunciation course, French Pronunciation Made Easy. Now, let's move on to another pair of words. Voix and voix. The first word, la voix, spelled V-O-I-E, can mean a lot of things. For example, rail track, or the lane, or the platform, or even way. And the letters O and I together in that word are pronounced wa. And the final E is silent. In the second word, la voix, spelled V-O-I-X, mean voice. It can also mean vote as well. Here, same pronunciation as the word before because the final X is silent. So both word voix, V-O-I-E, and voix, V-O-I-X, are pronounced voix. Now let's move on to our next pair of words. We have port and port. Both of these words are spelled differently, but are pronounced the same way. Port. The first word, le port, spelled P-O-R-T, means the port, as in the harbor, or also can mean the posture. The letter O in that word is pronounced O, not O, O. And the final consonant T here is silent. In the second word, port, spelled P-O-R-C, means pig or pork. Same pronunciation as the one before, except this time it is the final C that is silent. Final pair of words, we have dans and dans. First word, dans, spelled D-A-N-S, means in. The letters A and N together are pronounced en in that word, and the final S is silent. With the second word, dent, spelled D-E-N-T, the letters E and N together are also pronounced en, and the final T is silent. So both of these words, D-A-N-S and D-E-N-T, are pronounced dent. Et voilà, that is now the end of today's episode. Don't forget to go and download your exercises so you can practice what you've learned today. I'll chat with you next time. À bientôt! Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.